Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, of all the major feasts in the year, it seems like the Ascension gets the least emphasis. We have Christmas, we have the Resurrection, we have Pentecost. But the Ascension? Isn't that the feast where Jesus leaves us? You can tell by the fact that in many places around the world, the feast is moved to Sunday from the traditional 40 days after the Resurrection, which should be on Ascension Thursday, which we would have had a few days ago. And perhaps intuitively, there is something going on as to why we might just pass this feast by. After all, Jesus is leaving Earth. You think that's something to celebrate? And that is a legitimate question, because have you ever asked yourself, after the Resurrection, after Jesus had conquered sin and death, and now in a glorious risen body, why didn't he just stay? Why did he have to go? Wouldn't it have been more helpful for people to come to faith if we still got to see him, as the disciples and Mary Magdalene saw him? It's worth meditating on, because it was a question that the church has asked since the beginning. Why was it good for us that Christ left us and ascended back to heaven? Here I am going to turn to the angelic doctor himself, St. Thomas Aquinas, for an answer, as he addresses this question in his Summa Theologiae Part 3, Question 57, Article 1. He basically says that Christ did not leave us when he ascended. He is present, and in fact he is more present than if he remained on earth physically, because the Holy Spirit within us is even more intimate and close than the physical presence of Christ on earth. And for that reason, the Ascension was necessary in order to increase our faith, which is of things unseen, and specifically increase our faith in the promise of the Holy Spirit who leads us in spirit and truth. More faith is required in his spiritual and invisible presence than his physical, visible presence, and therefore an increase in faith is an increase in intimacy and trust. The second reason is to uplift our hope. Aquinas cites John 14 when Jesus says, "I am going to prepare a place for you, and I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may also be." Now, a few weeks ago, I shared that this image of preparing a place can be seen as nuptial imagery, analogous to a Jewish wedding betrothal, whereby a couple would legally be married, but they would not live together, for the bridegroom would spend several months to a year building a house and dwelling for his bride, or in other words, prepare a place. And then, when he has prepared that place, he would take his bride home and the marriage will be consummated and complete. Jesus is showing us that our destiny is beyond this world, and therefore we could hope. And the third and final reason for the Ascension, for Aquinas, is to direct the fervour of charity to heavenly things. He then quotes Luke's Gospel, "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." So for Aquinas, he says that through the Ascension, we can now love heaven more than earth, because the one whom loves us is there. It allows us not to cling on to earthly things, for the Holy Spirit is the very energy of love that draws us up to heavenly things. Those three reasons are the reasons why the Ascension of Jesus matters: to increase our faith, our hope, and love. And therefore, with all these things, joy as well, because the same Jesus Christ who rose from the dead now is preparing a place for us. But that does not mean that we are just abandoned, leaving us orphaned until then. Rather, he will send us the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, to dwell and sanctify us, and the Church, which in turn Christ himself may be truly present in the Blessed Eucharist. And that is why we can trust, as we keep journeying in our faith, when Jesus said at the end of Matthew's Gospel, "Behold, I am with you always, to the close of the age." Let us pray. O God, whose Son today ascended to the heavens as the apostles looked on, grant, we pray, that in accordance with his promise, we may be worthy for him to live with us always on earth, and we with him in heaven, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.